All right, police are now treating a gruesome death at Gympie late last year as suspicious when the body of a 54-year-old man was pulled from an industrial wood chipper in November. What a way to go. It was thought to have been a tragic accident. But now the passing of Bruce Saunders is being looked at as something far more sinister. At the time he died, Mr. Saunders had been working with two other men clearing trees off a driveway. Simon Nichols works for 7 News on the Sunshine Coast. He's been following these developments today. Simon, good afternoon. This happened last November. What's led detectives back to look at the case again?
Good afternoon, Ben. I guess police are holding their cards pretty close to their chest. What they're saying, though, basically is that people who knew the deceased, Mr. Saunders, have come forward with information, and they wouldn't say what that information was, but it's got, made them return to the scene, and they had SES crews assisting police through the weekend, and they have found other items which are being examined by forensic officers. And again, they're not saying what those items are. They wouldn't clarify if it was DNA or if it was, I guess, a tool or anything else you could speculate about. Anyway, it's certainly caused them to call the press conference this morning in Gympie, and certainly the entire Central Coast region is talking about it, as is the state, and there's actually been a number of national inquiries about it. It is such a horrific incident that And now it could well be a murder investigation.
Well, Simon, I mean, your mind goes straight to the movies and the movie Fargo when you hear of something like this. Do we have details, and can you remind us, it was November last year when I first mentioned this story, do we know the circumstances around how he died and how he became into the wood chipper? Yeah.
Yeah, so the incident happened, the horrific incident happened on November 12th, late last year, and police say three men were helping a woman who lived in Gomboran clear trees off her driveway. Now, I believe the woman was getting her property ready to sell at the time. And now, apparently, the men they knew the woman. They were doing like a mate's favour, basically. They'd hired a chipper and they'd spent a few weekends doing it. This was the final weekend. And what was initially reported back in November when we covered the story, that it was a tragic accident. Somehow the man had gone through the chipper and he obviously passed away. Now police believe other information has come to light where foul play could be involved. Now, as to the specific information, police wouldn't elaborate too much. They wouldn't say whether they believe Mr. Saunders died by going through the chipper or he was already deceased before the chipper, before going through the chipper. So I guess it's all open to, it's all part of the investigation, the ongoing investigation right now. But I mean, what we certainly do know is that Mr. Saunders' family, we're already devastated.
Of course.
I guess this just adds another level to what they're going through. The fact that it could well be a homicide. The woman who owns the property, police said this morning that she is not a person of interest. I've spoken to some friends and some of her neighbours this morning as well, and they said she's an absolutely lovely lady, and she's absolutely devastated as well. So it is certainly, if it is a murder, it's certainly a particularly gruesome and horrific one.
It is, Simon. It is bizarre. It is macabre, and police are now treating it as suspicious. Really appreciate the update. Simon Nichols from 7 News on the Sunshine Coast. As he said, they're talking about it all across the coast, across the state, and even having inquiries nationally. It's not every day you hear about a case like this. What was thought to be a tragic accident is now being investigated as something much, much more sinister.